Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel, a Jewish feast that will be celebrated forever, will be celebrated differently this year in Jerusalem. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, this is a time of the year in Israel when there's normally thousands of Christians coming from all across the world and joining with the Jewish people as they move into the seven-day celebration of the last of the Jewish feasts, the Feast of Tabernacles. But because of the coronavirus lockdown in Israel, not many Christians this year, but the Jewish people will still celebrate in their sukkahs, in their tabernacles, their booths, will they not?
First of all, let me just say that you turned 80 this week. So I just want to say happy birthday to you and congratulations to joining a new decade. Happy birthday. Jimmy, it's a very difficult holiday in Israel, obviously, because of the return of the coronavirus. Others are being affected that are in the government and connected to it. Of course, President Trump announcing that he and his wife have it, and Prime Minister Netanyahu sending them greetings and saying that the nation of Israel will be in prayer for them. But sukkahs are being allowed. Normally, many people would be going out and celebrating with a lot of other people as well as in their home sukkahs, but those have been banned. And indeed, the virus is double in its infection rate in the Orthodox Jewish communities, the ones that really are observant of Sukkot in every way. So it's a different, and as you mentioned, the International Christian Embassy's Feast of Tabernacles has gone virtual, so people will still be able to participate in that. The tourism ministry completely flat, the hotels mostly closed. So a very, very different holiday period. One, as many rabbis have said, where reflection is more the case than celebration, where people are really maybe turning back to God in many ways or crying out to Him because of the situation. So that's the silver lining behind the difficult days that, of course, not just Israel, but the world are dealing with.
David Dolan with his report on a different kind of celebration for the Feast of Tabernacles this year in Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Leviticus 23 is the biblical directive for celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles for the Jewish people on a yearly basis. However, in Zechariah, the ancient Jewish prophet in Zechariah 14, verses 16 and 19, reveals that in the kingdom to come, and in fact forever into eternity future, all of the population of the earth will travel to Jerusalem for the annual celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles. Today, the Jewish people are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...